So, you just start again. If you just tell me again your names, maiden names, and if you don't mind, your date of birth.
Bunty Fawcett, 30th of the 9th, 1938.
Okay. Pamela Evans, 25th of February, 1939.
And you should tell me, when did you actually come to the Harrison? What course were you doing?
52 to 54,
yeah.
Commercial course.
Yes, both of us.
So that was the junior commercial school?
It was just known as commercial school.
Okay.
It was when we were 13. He had to pass a scholarship.
Yeah.
At 13. So, yes. Because we didn't pass our 11 pluses, did we?
Some were actually 14 when they started. Margaret Garstang was. Yeah. Her birthday's August.
So what schools were you at before?
In Plymouth.
Ribbleton Avenue Methodist.
Just before Cop Lane School in Plymouth.
Okay. And so you had to do the exam. How did you find out about the exam? Were you
the school put you in for it?
Yeah, the school put you in for it.
And did you do it at the school or did you have to come in?
We came here.
Bring your own pencil.
Oh, no, neither that. Are we in the red building still?
Yes.
No, we're not in the
not
original.
Quite, it's just next door.
Yeah, right, we're in next door. It took all, I think as far as I can remember, it took all day.
Well, a long time. Bring your own ruler and pencil.
I can't remember that.
was it English and maths, or was it general knowledge kind of thing?
No, it was English and maths. We had to do essays, didn't we? Do you remember doing essays?
Yeah.
And maths. Not
and general knowledge. Because some of the questions you thought those are rubbish, but obviously there was a reason for it.
And were there many from your schools that came?
8 passed from my school that year, which was good.
The twins, me and Sylvia. About 4, I think, from there.
Okay.
I don't know how many went in for it from my school. It wasn't like the 11 plus where everybody goes in.
Okay.
It was just the select few who they thought might just get through. I don't know how many.
Okay. So everybody was put in for the 11 plus?
Yes.
Mm.
But then it was sort of a bit more selective who was put forward to this.
They didn't put you forward if they didn't think you could get it.
Okay.
Because it was a bit of an accolade, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
School.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'll put it on safe.
But 8 is a lot from the schools. Are there only about 60 or something that came?
I think there were 4 of us.
And they came from Wigan,
St Anne's, all over, Longridge.
Mm.
Are they just Lancashire? I don't know. All of Lancashire, not sure.
And did you used to have to get the bus in?
Yeah.
Yes.
And legs.
Yes. I got the bus to the railway station.
No mummy taking you, was there?
No. So, you tell me a little bit about the course, what kind of subjects you studied and...
Oh, looking at them the other day.
The general, history, geography, maths, English, plus short and typing, bookkeeping and commerce.
You said geography, haven't you? All the usual things you had at school, plus, wasn't it? Shorthand typing, bookkeeping.
Commerce,
that was it, yes.
Okay. And was it well equipped? Did they have typewriters and all that kind of thing?
We typed to music.
Did you?
Yeah, and they covered the keys up.
Covered all the keys up. They put a keyboard picture on the board, didn't they? So you took time like that because you didn't want to. Mm. So you ended up as, typist?
Well, copy typist.
But you
didn't look at the keys.
No.
And they timed you.
It's the sort of words per minute kind of thing.
Well, we had to take exams in the end. I've got many exam papers. I could have brought them all today.
I thought we'd given you them.
I thought we'd given you them.
you might well have done.
Yes.
I think we gave you the school certificate. And if you didn't pass in every one, you didn't get it full stop. Okay. And you couldn't resit. Margaret didn't get
it. And I think it's equivalent to GCSEs, isn't it? I've been thinking that.
For our levels, whatever came next. Mm.
And what was the... what was kind of the... When did the day start and finish? And
started
nine.
At nine.
Yeah.
We had an hour for lunch, but you didn't have a break during the morning or afternoon.
No. And then remember what time we finished, can you?
Four.
Four, was it four? Mm. I thought about half past.
Four.
Mm. Someone said it, some of the people have said that it was slightly staggered, so you weren't the same time at the schools?
For ours, it depended where they lived and the train times.
Oh, okay.
Chris, better memory than me.
Lorna, she used to have to go. Because I think her train left at 4 o'clock from Preston Station, so she could go 10 minutes before.
We weren't in the same form. They had two forms a year, didn't they? Yeah. But we weren't in the same forms. But they did the same things, you know. They just split us. I don't think it was split on merit, were we?
No, they just. Well, my previous school. Didn't tell you some of the things I did, but they said to Myra and I, see that door, get through it and never come this side of it again. And I'll make sure that you two are not together. And we thought, phew, you can't do that, but he did.
He did, yes, he did. My form was Myra.
Yeah, Myra was the only one putting it, and he blamed Myra, and I think it was only because she was such a big girl.
So you're putting different, because there was an A class and the two
right.
classes.
I was in A, you
yeah,
and B,
yeah.
Yeah.
Not because A's were better than B's at all, was it?
No.
No, it's just
that.
So many, they just had to split us. How many were in the class? About 30.
I thought it was 20, but I couldn't swear to
it. I think it was more than 20.
Well, probably 30, yeah.
And what were the teachers like?
Okay, well.
Miss Wood. Well, we thought she was ancient, didn't we?
I know. She was a gym teacher, but it's a shame, really. What's his name? Was hopeless. The one that took French.
Oh. He was shell-shocked, wasn't he?
I don't know.
That was what was wrong with him, yeah.
Well, he talked about was Hitler and the war, didn't
well, this,
he?
Well, yeah, he was. And he used to stand there with all these
pens.
He
took his pens. Yeah, he wasn't a good teacher. But
what was his name? He was
Miss
nice.
Rowan.
Yes,
it was.
Well, that came. There was Mrs. Griffiths.
Yes, they were all right, weren't they?
Yeah,
they were all good teachers. Mr. Griffiths.
Yeah, Mr. Griffiths, Mrs. Griffiths.
Stuart.
Miss Stewart. She was nice.
Took us for shorthand.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you didn't say French when we gave you a list, did we?
No.
We did French as well.
But Miss Woods, she was probably early 50s, wasn't
she? I bet she wasn't even that.
And we
thought she was ancient.
Absolutely ancient, because her hair was grey. And she used to say, right, we're going to do something new. Bunty will show you how to do it.
Yeah, she couldn't do it. Bunty was good in the gym. She was the gym mistress, but she couldn't do it. It's a shame, yes.
Right. We gave her a bit of a hard time, really.
It was a shame.
When we locked her in the changing room.
I'm learning a lot today. You wouldn't be in the... Oh, yes, you were at the same time as me in the gym. I remember you vaulting over the horse.
And we had to go through the boys' department. So you went and kept your plimsolls handy.
You had to change your navy blue knickers. Now, can you imagine having to go through all the boys' school and they're all outside the classroom door shouting and whistling? No idea.
And for games, we went to the Harris Art.
Okay.
To change. Changed.
And you were in the lecture room like that. And you were high up, and you'd about that much room, hadn't you, to get your Margaret Garstang, this friend, she had polio as a child, so she was about crippled, and she broke her ankle, she fell, and there was no health and safety then. Poor
they had to get changed there to go across the river because that's where the games field was. That's where they played hockey. Anyway, this man's asking us questions.
Sorry. You're fine. This is the, you know, we can read about it in the books, but this is what it is really like. I do want to know more. How did you manage to lock the games mistress in the changing room?
I don't know, I didn't do that.
Oh, I didn't. It was me, Mara and Margaret, I think, in on it. And she used to go in this, it was like a
little shorts on, didn't she?
Yeah. There was like a skirt with long knickers underneath, Harvey's knickers, all his guys slaped and gathered in. And she used to go in there, we locked it and came away. Nothing was ever said.
Wasn't it?
No.
She cried sometimes.
Oh, yes,
really
she
cried. It was a shame. Don't think about it.
And we really liked her, didn't we? She was just a good
job. She never knew.
It's a good job, isn't it? Because if we didn't, she'd probably be murdered.
So, how did you find... Was it different coming... Was it teaching different here than you were used to at the school?
Yes. I found I enjoyed it much better here. Yeah. I was happy.
I was very happy. Mm. But they treated you as more grown up than you would at an ordinary school, didn't you?
Well, they made you more responsible, didn't they?
So. It was different. I don't know how you'd say
And we didn't get homework as such because... They thought if you'd done a full day's work, what they'd set you, you'd worked hard enough.
Okay.
If you didn't get it done, you'd have it done for the day after, which I think's damn good.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Also, we never ever got religion. At school we always did. You just say his prayer in the morning, then you sing a hymn, and then leave it at night.
Well, it was like Magdalene. I mean, I should have known with
Magdalene. She was
It never entered our heads what religion anybody was. Because in those days, in Preston, it counted.
Yeah. Right. But it was never, ever mentioned at the school. That was a big difference as well.
That's never occurred to me before. That is interesting.
It is a big difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
There weren't so many schools in those days
that
didn't have religion anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, they were all associated with...
Yes. Yeah, they went to a Catholic school or a C of E school.
Yeah. Or a Methodist.
Or a Methodist.
I was actually C of E, but...
Yeah, well, I was. I went...
But the first school
I went to,
that caught them, just I had TB. Church. So I was 7 when I started. And he was horrible about it, was this headmaster. So my mum got me transferred to Rimpton Avenue Methodist because it was... And my auntie lived round the corner, so that's how she could get me in there.
Yeah.
But it was... You never knew. It was never mentioned.
At all, no.
It was never, ever mentioned. There's no connection at all with religion, whatever. I mean, I presume they were all Christians. I can't think of anybody who wouldn't be.
No.
I mean, you know, there were no... In those days, there were no Muslims or anything.
Yeah.
But it was never, ever...
No.
That was very different. That was very grown up to us.
Mm.
I mean, at school you always had prayers and things. Even if it wasn't a church school, we did anyway. Mm. I don't know if you
We
did,
had a, you? Well, we called him the religious maniac.
Probably said a prayer a day.
He banged like mad. I'll get religion through to you if I die. That was me.
Yes. Anyway, so you were sort of more treated more grown up, I would think, than ordinary schools.
But there were some sort of punishments like doing lines and that.
Oh yeah, definitely. That was given to you by the prefects. It wasn't given to you by the teachers, was it?
I never got any. I just didn't get caught.
I think I remember going I don't know what I've done. Probably didn't have my hat on.
And your skirt had to be
certain
and there was no way you could tuck it up or anything.
No.
And as I say, if you were seen on the bus without
a hat,
you were in trouble.
Winter or summer.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, what else? What else can we tell you about?
And Mr. Cobham, the headmaster, if he walked in...
To stand up?
Yeah, everybody, he stood up
yes.
when teachers walked in. But yeah. some people, he'd walk in and he'd speak to them and they couldn't answer. And he was super.
Was he?
A good teacher.
Frightened me to death.
Well, this is it, he did. Yeah.
Yes.
He frightened them to death. Yeah, without doing anything.
I got a good reference from him.
He was good.
Yeah. Mm.
With the uniform, can you remember whether... Because if you pass the exam, there was sort of like a scholarship, wasn't there, to pay for your fees?
Yes.
Was there anything to help pay for the uniform?
Yeah, there was. I was looking at it the other day. My mother kept everything. Where you could buy the uniform, what you had to buy, etc. And I think you've got copies. I think I've brought copies in before. If you want some more, I can give you them. But it does say at the end, if you need help with transport, I think it was.
Okay.
Paying for transport, you got it.
Yeah.
I think
my mum found a guy on the market that sold second shirts, which were a lot cheaper, and that's where I got. And my sister's skirt, I got dyed, because she just couldn't afford it.
No. But I think you did get help if you were poor.
Oh, and I know she went to see Mr. Cobham about our summer dresses because I'd grown a bit.
Of course.
And could she put a white band in? And he did let her.
Okay.
We were very strict, very strict about the uniforms.
Yeah.
But they were nice uniforms, weren't they?
Well, I was proud of mine.
Some of the chaps we were talking to said that they could wear a sports jacket in their second year. Was there anything for girls?
No.
Or
just
have
no.
To...
no. Just
be able to wear the uniform.
Your blazer.
Mm.
Gabardine in winter.
Mm. Blazers. No, we didn't have any different uniforms in the second year, did we?
No.
Did you wear the blazer inside as well as when you were outside?
Yes, sometimes.
So in the lessons?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
Did we have
a navy blue? We could have had a navy blue sweater or cardigan. What was it? We could
cardigan.
Cardigan was it?
That's
if you didn't
right.
have your blazer on. But the blazer was more that colour, wasn't it?
It wasn't a royal blue.
No, it was lighter than a royal blue. I think it was more than this.
Between that and French navy.
Okay. Wasn't navy anyway. That's what made it stand out.
What colour was the summer dress?
Floral.
Was it?
Blue flowers, wasn't it?
And a white collar.
You had to buy the material at you had it on, where was it? Halliwell's.
Yeah.
Street. And you had to buy the material and get it made up by somebody.
My mum knew somebody that worked in Horrocks, so
right.
she got it cheap.
Right.
I think she swapped something for it.
And a straw hat.
That was my sister's cap top.
Yeah, was it?
With another band round.
Yes.
So did your sister come here as well?
No, she went to the park school.
Okay.
Oh, she must have passed a scholarship.
Yeah. Because my dad said to me, when I didn't pass for the park school, well, you haven't a cat in elf chance for the tech because it's harder.
It is hard. It was different. You know, this 11 plus was fast, sort of find out what the difference is between that, and then they said, turn over and ask.
Right.
But this exam was essays and problems, and you'd all day. So that suited me.
Yeah.
I could do that. Couldn't do it fast. I couldn't do it.
But not everybody was suited.
No.
It was the same for the part school. And the headmaster and the principal and Miss Woods got me in the office. I wondered what I'd done to try and persuade me to go in for teaching.
Oh, did they?
Well, could you imagine me teaching?
No,
exactly.
I wasn't asked.
Did it not appeal to you?
Oh, I don't.
she would don't tangle it, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
When you were at the, were there any extracurricular activities? Did you meet up with a clubs or anything after school, or
no,
meet
you
up
just
with people?
Went in, did your work, and came away, didn't you?
The only thing outside was games. Mm. You know, hockey, it's everybody had to do, or football for the boys. But
Were there any teams that played against other?
Yeah, we had
four.
Yeah. Red,
yellow,
green and blue.
Blue was Harris. Oh no, it's red.
Red was Harris. Mm. Yellow, I don't think one of those.
I've got it written down.
One was school.
We're four teams anyway, four colours.
Was one Ascroft? No.
Yes, yellow, I think. I think that was yellow.
I got a picture of me and when it was the sports day, and I got a red band because I was a house captain, so whether that was why I wore the red band, I don't know. And that was the Harris.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was blue, red, yellow, and green.
Yeah.
But I think you told me not long ago, and I wrote it all down.
I can't remember.
So they were like for games within the college?
Yes, nothing else.
But what?
We didn't go and play anybody
else, did we? No.
So it wasn't a house system as such?
Yes.
It was just for games, not for anything else?
No, because I got, which I still have, well, I might have given you that, though, house captain badge, so it must have been a house thing. Got a badge. Prefect's got a badge and house captains. And I think I've given it to you because I thought that would go in the skip when I go. I'd rather it came here. And that's red. Mm-hmm. That's red, yeah. No, it was a house. It was a house. There were houses.
But we didn't separate as houses in the classroom, did we?
No, but we did at games in the gym, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, okay. Mm.
Can I just ask something about the entrance exam? I was just wondering if it was the same for boys as it was for girls. Would you know?
No, I don't
know. No, commercial was different.
From the technical?
It was technical, yeah.
Well, the exam, to get in?
Yeah, they had a different one.
Would that just be English and maths like we had?
No, it's, I don't know what they did, but theirs was different.
Was it? I don't know. I don't know.
Thank you.
You mentioned about a trip to the lakes.
Mm. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Bairstow.
Weekend. It was only weekend. It was only Saturday and Sunday. I think, if I remember, we had to walk 20 miles. And I was absolutely exhausted. We weren't used to walking that far. Hiking. We stayed in the YMCA.
That's right.
Which was pretty primitive. And that was the only trip we ever had.
Yeah.
In 2 years.
Yeah, there was nothing.
Did the whole...
Anybody who wanted
to go.
Okay.
Oh no, you weren't. You know, they didn't say you've got to go if you were interested, which I was, and you were, because we're on the same photograph, aren't we?
And Myra and Lorna.
Mm. Lots of,
Margaret didn't come because, as I say, she was a cripple.
Yes, it was just at the YMCA for Saturday and Sunday, I think it was. Yes, that was it.
Just girls.
Just
girls, yeah.
Course.
Yes.
Good heavens, not allowed to mix with the boys. I don't know if they ever went anywhere, do you?
No.
We must have mixed because I had a boyfriend in the boys. Peter
Rimmer.
Yes.
He was every girl's boyfriend.
Oh, thanks very much. I never knew that.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't know why.
He went to Rilton Avenue Methodist.
Did he?
Yeah.
Mm.
So we lived on Miller Road.
Well, we must have met somewhere. Mm. Was it just outside school?
I don't know. I don't know what you got up to.
Not much, I'm afraid. But we did mix with the boys, but not in school. It must have been in the evenings. When we were all going out together, I suppose. We definitely mixed with the boys, didn't we? But not during the day, of course.
And did you sort of go out in the evenings or weekends with people that from the...
No, I didn't, did you?
No.
No.
And did you keep in touch with sort of former school friends?
We have done, since you've been having these lunches that the Vice-Chancellor's put on.
I've kept in touch with Myra and
Yes,
Barbara,
you have, but I haven't.
And
yes.
Magdalene.
Mm. I was thinking that when you came here, did you have much contact with people who didn't come here? So your previous school friends or something?
My friends, fortunately, passed the exam when I did. So I was with them all weekend. You know, we lived near each other.
Yeah.
But I don't think... I was friendly because when we left, I went on a biking tour with, can't remember the name, Dorothy Parkinson.
Oh, yeah. Dorothy Parkinson. Yeah.
And Beth, I don't know what her name was. We were good pals at school. So when we left, we wanted to keep together, which we did for a bit. But apart from that, I don't think we ever saw them in the evenings or on weekends, did we?
They didn't go out the same then.
No. I only stuck with my friends, my good friends happened to pass the exam like me, so we just carried on.
Yeah.
We would have carried on if we'd gone to different schools.
Mm-hmm. You sometimes hear about people that went to the grammar school or something, that they were kind of got a bit separated from old friends and neighbours or something.
The only thing that separated us when we were children was Catholics and non-Catholics, because they went to a Catholic school.
And one of my closest friends, she went to the part school. She's now in Australia.
That's grammar school, of course, isn't it?
And
I don't think there's any difference.
No.
Big people that in your class at the junior school, if they passed to go to the grammar school, we all stayed friends. Mm. No, there was no. Except for, you got separated by religion.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that.
Although I did have friends, Catholic.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
I did, but we did.
But my dad wasn't happy.
Was he not? Oh, no. Couldn't have cared.
My mother didn't. She didn't bother. Because she was from East Yorkshire and they didn't have it like they had here.
Preston was a really big Catholic town. But some places you couldn't get a job if you weren't a Catholic.
Right.
And some places you had to be.
Mm. Yeah.
Or it was like that when I started working.
It was when...
Even in 1980s, I had a few years at British Aerospace and somebody said to me, "How did you get that job?" And so I went for an interview and did shorthand and type. And they said, "But you're not a Catholic, are you?" I said, "No."
No, it wasn't.
But you have to be. You have to be to work there.
One of my brothers from the grammar school, he went for an interview and the first thing they said was, "What religion are you?" He said, "I've come to work, not to pray." He walked out.
Did he? We must have been like you. You'd have done that.
Yes.
What did your parents do?
My dad was bus conductor.
Yeah.
My mum worked at county offices. And during the war, she worked Army Pay Corps.
Oh, yeah.
12 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Wow.
With 5 kids. No cars, no washing machines. How did she manage?
My dad was an electrical engineer, but my mother was a housewife.
Had either of them gone to secondary school or anything like that?
No, my mum was very clever.
No,
my dad
was good. They were both clever. My dad went to night school.
Okay.
He was in the First World War. He's as old as that, you know.
Well, I was going to say my dad was 15 when he went in the First World War.
Yeah, I was 17, I think.
Wow.
But he did go to night school.
Right.
To be electrician, then carried on to his electrical engineer. Would he be going here? Would it be going in those days?
Yeah, might have come in.
Even before my time, would it? We might have come here, then, I don't know.
Okay.
I've still got some of his school books. So yeah.
Well, 3 in our family.
Mm.
Well, there were 5, and we all got scholarships.
Excellent.
They thought I was the dim one.
More from that. Mm.
So when it came to the end of the course, what was there anything to help you?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you expected to find a job?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But no help.
No.
We didn't have good careers people, did we?
No.
They never came to the
school. Occasionally they'd let you know if there was one going somewhere.
Oh,
and tell you where. Well, what was that book binders further down Corporation Street.
Corporation Street or Friargate?
No, Corporation Street. It was the...
Is it Askew's?
Yes.
That's it. Because I was sent there for one.
Oh.
And we were sat outside and Margaret Minchall got it.
Oh.
And I heard... They said, oh, we're not having her. She lives in a council house.
Oh,
that was me.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
My mother saw an advert in the Lancashire Evening Post, the Lancashire Daily Post then, for a job in a bank. And she said, you're going for that. And I don't want to work in a bank. She said, you're going. I had to. Because she said, I had to.
Yeah.
I remember borrowing her coat because I didn't have an Emma school uniform. And I got it.
Yeah.
So, I saw, but that was because she saw the advert in the paper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No help just... from anywhere, was it?
Oh, okay. Some of the boys said that employers would come in and talk to people, or...
I can't remember.
We didn't, no.
Well, there were boys. In those days,
yeah.
Boys were expected to work. I don't think it mattered about the girls, did it, so much?
No.
Although there was, us girls were at school, when we were at school, we were supposed to do well, weren't we?
They sent me one for an interview to the Slipper Works.
Who sent you?
From the tech, when we were coming up to leaving.
I was never
it was
sent
along,
anywhere.
Along here, Fowl Road.
Mm-hmm.
It was known as the Slipper Works.
I was never sent anywhere. They must have written to the school, these places, wasn't they? Have you got anybody suitable?
Yeah.
But I never had any. South never sent any.
And as I said, there was that one at Askew's.
Mm.
And that's what I heard. My mother was livid.
Did you start at Askew's?
No. They didn't take me.
Oh, no, because Billy did a council house. Yeah, sorry, forgotten about that.
I was just wondering if they treated the boys in the Commerce School in that same way with jobs.
Well, they weren't in your.
No,
form,
they were only in yours. Were the four of them?
Yeah, and they were treated the same as us, as lessons went. But after that, I've no idea. I'm sorry, I can't. I don't know.
And I don't know what they did for PE.
They must have gone with the boys.
Down there.
I can't. I can never. I always wonder why these boys went into the commercial bit full of girls.
Yeah.
Now, why wouldn't they go into? They must have been interested in shorthand and typing.
Yeah.
I can't. Why would they apply to go to the commercial?
If they wanted an office job rather than.
Yes.
Rather than to lathe or something.
Because Alan Wright went to Berry's.
What's that? The in
Ireland. And they became a director.
Oh, did they?
Eventually,
There
you are,
then. Did you get a job after leaving?
Oh, yes.
I got one straight away.
Yeah.
I didn't even have time to have any break.
Which bank was it?
Preston. TSB.
Okay.
Yes.
I used to love going in there
did
when I was
you?
A kid.
It's now Wetherspoons.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And how long were you there for?
I was there for 16 years and then I went into the Foreign Office.
Right.
I was the general manager's PA in the bank and he retired and I thought, now's your chance. I always wanted to travel and I applied. I never thought of anyway, I did apply. Went down to London for interview and a test.
Yeah.
I did that. And I got the job. So I was there for 10 years.
Well, my first
got married.
Job was Royal Bank. What was it? Royal Scottish Midland Guarantee Trust Limited.
Okay. Was it in Preston?
Winkley Square.
Oh, was it?
They finance cars.
Okay.
I don't know that one.
No. It doesn't exist anymore.
No.
And what was your...
Well, dog's body initially, but, to be fair, the, what would you say she was, our office manager, Kath Crabtree, she was brilliant. She really was good. And then you just worked your way up.
Yeah.
The thing is, when you left here, you had qualifications of shorthand and typing. Now, I had friends that went to the grammar school, and they had to go to college after to take the shorthand and typing. So they were already two years at least behind us.
Yeah.
We could walk straight into a job as a shorthand typist, which I did, start at the bottom. But they were at the Smarts College.
Yes,
Smarts. You had to go to Smarts, and they'd been to grammar school. I think they were expected to end up as teachers or something else, but they wanted to do office work.
Yeah.
So they had to start again, really, with shorthand and typing, which we already had the qualifications for.
Sorry to interrupt, would anyone like another drink?
No, thank you. So we were already qualified just to walk into it was a good school. It was a good school.
Well, I went for an interview and the guy said to me, let me see this certificate. And he said, I've been dying to see one of these, because even from the grammar school, they didn't get as many qualifications.
Did they not?
No, well, you think what they took.
I don't know what they didn't. Took.
Well, they took maybe six, seven subjects, that was it. And I'd never looked at it like that.
No.
So you were.
But we were already qualified when we left.
Yeah.
They were qualified with GCSEs and what have you, but they couldn't just walk into a job like we did. Well, I don't think.
No. Not if they wanted office work.
No.
So you worked at the bank for, say, 16 years?
Yes, 16. I was started as a
was it 16? Oh, you did stick it out, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it. And I was the general manager's PA for 10. And then he retired, and I hated the man that came after him. Anyway.
What did you do at the Foreign Office? And did you get
to travel? The PA again, yes. And that's all I've done all my life.
And did you get to travel?
Yes, I was 2 years in Africa, in Zambia, and then 2 years in Trinidad, in the West Indies.
Excellent.
All very nice.
Yeah.
And 4 or 5 years in London as well. We worked in Whitehall, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, it was very interesting.
Lady Metz.
Yeah, my husband. Yeah. Oh yeah, but that was when I was abroad. But yes, it was interesting in London. It was. I don't know. I mean, I was in an office right outside, across the road from number 10. So you saw everybody, well, I did. Every time someone went in, so it was interesting. It was as long as you weren't a communist, you could get a job there. It was because they had people coming up to your school and talk to your parents and everything. They made sure that you weren't in any demonstrations or I don't know.
My eldest brother went in the police at 16, and I can remember them coming in and even interviewing me, and I was only 8.
You wouldn't know much, would you?
No, but the kids blabbed, don't they?
What did you end up doing, Bunty?
Anything. I helped my son out with his business, anything really. I was prepared to. But it was, I never wanted to go in an office, but I did. I worked at Atkinson Vehicles, I love that. I really did like that, because I like that side, engineering and
You should have gone into the boys.
I should.
Yeah. Don't think they had girls, did they?
No, when I think about it, I did stick a long time, but if I started getting fed up, I'd look for something else.
I wasn't allowed to change jobs. We didn't do that in our house. Once you were working somewhere, that was it.
Did either of you do any more studying part-time? Or?
Yes, I did. I went in for more exams for shorthand and typing.
Did you do that here? Or?
No, locally in Penwitham.
Okay.
At the schools there, in the night school.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I only went for soft toys at night school. Only because Jane wanted to.
Well, in civil services, the more exams you got, the more money you got. Mm-hmm. You got a rise every time you pass on.
Fair enough.
Yes.
The best graffiti I ever saw was at Priory School. where they did night school.
That's where I went.
Well, it said...
It wasn't me, I didn't do
it. No, it said, my mum made me a lesbian.
Oh.
And somebody had written underneath, if I get the wool, will she make me one?
I never saw that.
I thought it was fantastic.
I never saw that. This lemonade. Anyway, sorry.
Go on, we keep stopping you.
No, you're fine. That's mostly what. You got any more questions, Helen?
I just wondered if you'd ever done anything when you were at the Harris. I'd noticed in the prospectus, or it could have been the annual report I was reading, that sometimes the schools would put on a little concert or like singing in a choir. I just wondered if you'd been involved in anything like that.
There was nothing, was there, when we were there?
Oh, I sang in the school choir at the public hall, but I can't remember which school it was now. Did we not go? Was it not this school?
No, I certainly.
We did plays in the classroom, Shakespeare and things, didn't we?
Yeah.
No, we didn't put on a play. No, there was nothing. We haven't even got a school photograph.
No,
an official photograph. They didn't take any school photographs.
You were there to work.
Yeah.
Get out.
And it was, I can't tell you what a good school it was.
And is that because you enjoyed the experience or what it led to?
I loved it.
Yeah, I did.
But I learned a lot and it got us good jobs.
Yeah.
We could walk straight into a job.
I used to love going in every morning.
Yeah, I don't know if I loved it that much. But, you know, I walked into a bank job and got the job.
You could more or less choose, couldn't you?
Well, my mother chose.
Oh, yeah.
But she was right. She was right.
Yeah.
So it was really quite. It's almost instrumental in a way. So you went in and you worked hard and you were well qualified.
Yes.
But
very
doesn't
well.
Seem to be much sort of
no.
social or
no.
kind of cultural life.
No. I can't remember.
No, there was nothing. In fact, when we went that weekend, it was a one-off.
Yeah, we never went again.
And I don't think they went before.
No.
And that was just Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah,
Best.
Yeah, just
I think.
Took us, didn't they? Yeah. This couple, that both teachers here.
And then when you finished at 4 o'clock or so, did you... Was it straight home or
yes.
did you...
Oh yes, we had to go straight... In those days...
Yeah, you went straight home.
You can't be a teenage girl and not go straight home. I don't think you're allowed to linger, were you?
No. And if Mr. Cobham saw you...
You were right as long as you had your hat on.
No, as I say, going to the Olympic Cafe and Caden.
Oh, I see. Or I never went there, so I don't know.
Well, I used to pass it on the bus.
Oh, of course.
And
I
knew about its
yeah.
reputation.
I went the other way.
Poor Anne.
Did you ever come across Septic Freds? So one of the other interviews we've done was mentioning a cafe down round the corner.
Septic?
And they nicknamed it Septic Freds.
It must have been filthy then. No.
Yeah, he said his friend just used to drink Coca-Cola out of a bottle, I think he said, didn't he? He said, why are you having that? He said, well, they haven't tampered with it.
Oh, no. I kept wondering that one.
And yet, when I was ambulance liaison officer at Ormskirk, there was a young boy brought in, and it took them a long time to find out what was wrong, and that was drinking out of a bottle, straight from a bottle.
Okay.
Rats running over it in the warehouse.
Oh.
And it was... What's it called? Viles disease?
Yeah.
Out of the urine.
Oh dear.
Long time ago is this, you know? Well, that won't be a long time ago, though, will it?
No.
It's not like us when we're children.
And I only went to the ambulance after Simon decided to sell his business.
Mm.
And I went for this interview. And they were. It was peculiar. They wanted somebody on the phones repairing freezers overnight, getting engineers. Anyway, I went, and worst interview I ever had that. And then they contacted me and said, no, we've decided not to do that, we've come up with something else. And they wanted somebody on the phones that could come in with no children, because Simon was grown up, obviously, at short notice and cover. just as backup, so I went and I was the experiment. And after a fortnight, they said, it's working. It's working. So they got some. And one of the girls that worked there years, she came to me first day and she said, I don't want you to take this personally, but we don't want you. The union's not happy. I said, well, tough. You know, it's a... Anyway, she did have the grace to come and say, it's worked.
Excellent.
Yeah. But I couldn't believe the way they work there.
I
don't know where all the money goes in the health service. There's a lot of wasted.
I just think that when people heard you being here as a school, I think they just took you because it must have had the right reputation.
Yeah. Well, that guy saying he wanted to see one of the certificates because he'd heard about it.
I think the people knew, well, the people who were employing kids knew that you'd be all right if you'd be here.
Yeah. I think there was only one lost cause, and that was Kathleen Howarth. She was in off. Filthy.
Oh, dear. We're going poor back lass. A heck of a long
time. 70 years.
Thanks, Bunty. But it is. Mm. It is, isn't it? It is.
Did anybody drop out partway through the
course? Not that I knew of.
No.
You.
No. Well, you wouldn't have been allowed.
Would you?
Unless you were poorly. Eh?
No, no.
The school was, what did you call the school? If they came after you, if you didn't go to school, the school.
Oh.
It's not inspectors, what did they call them?
Yeah.
There's something, if you didn't go to school, these people, I wasn't allowed to have a day off in my house if you were ill. You had to go. Never mind, drop out. No. I don't ever remember anybody.
My brother Doug, he one morning, my mother said, come on, up. Why? She said, you're getting a job today. And the last thing he wanted was an office job. Anyway, they interviewed him and said, when can you start? My mother said, after lunch.
Oh.
And he did, he started, but he got the next apprenticeship that was going.
Wow.
He just wasn't shaping himself, but.
In those days, that's what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, today they'd probably tell the mother to so-and-so off. Mm-hmm. But if your mother or your father said you to do it, you'd have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And do you think all the people that came to the college, do you think it was similar kinds of backgrounds? And
I would say so.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's only... A couple that I can think of maybe didn't have the backing from home that we...
I can't even think of anybody.
And I don't know, because I wasn't all that pally with them.
No, I think... Well, they must have had, because we all sort of got on, if you will.
Yeah, there's no...
It's not like... Well, we did a junior school, a little school, but that's because we all lived in the same area. But no, I would say yes, they were all the same background. I can't think of it. Nobody in my form was any different.
No, just two I can think of it.
Yeah. But you didn't think about it in those days.
No.
I mean, children don't think of backgrounds, do they?
No. And
unless you're Sylvia.
Oh, yes. Well, I've got a friend who's like Mrs. Bouquet. She thinks that background all the time. Mm. Yes.
But then when you went back to your homes in the evening, your neighbourhood, it was... There was no kind of friction or anything.
No.
Well, because we came to this school.
Yeah.
No. My sister experienced it with a couple of friends of hers when she passed for the part school. They were horrible with her, and she was so soft.
I think it was, I think people were sort of put off by people going to the grammar school. Not put off. People going to the grammar school.
Jealous. These two girls were jealous because I waited for them one night and I got sods and dipped them in water. They left her alone after that. And she was 5 years older than me. But she was so soft.
I don't think nobody was funny with me. Once you put on your uniform, you just went and... No. can't recall that at all.
Is there anything that we haven't covered that you think we've missed? Or?
No, I don't.
You know, the sports field was across the river.
Yeah.
Played in all.
And if the hockey ball got in a cow clap, you made sure you got there first, didn't you?
I don't know. I can remember playing hockey one day with T-shirt, shorts, little shorts, and it was snowing,
yeah,
sideways. And I remember thinking, like, I don't know where the goal posts are.
Yeah.
There's no games today, girls.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go. And nobody ever got colds or weren't ill, were we? We changed in the Harris Art place. Do you know where it is?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Even beautiful when they were painting. Building. Even when they were painting.
Yeah.
We've got changed.
That's the only place you think you could change.
And then we walked there, down the colonnade, over the river, and played in any weather. Did we play tennis? Did we have tennis racket? I can't remember playing tennis, can you?
No.
I did play tennis at home, but I can't. What do we play in summer then? Do we play
I don't remember doing anything.
Play these other schools, but I can't. Mm. I can only remember playing hockey at this school.
Well, I liked hockey, so.
Yeah. Or do netball, did we? I played netball. Where were we?
Where we went down to the gym, there was that open.
Right, we played netball, forgotten about
that. There was like a yard.
Yeah.
In there.
But no, it seemed to be concentrated on hockey, didn't it? I don't know where the boys played. Did they play football on the same ground as we did?
I think they did.
They talked about it.
Did they? Is that where they played football?
Yeah.
It must have had a different day then. I think ours was Thursday, was it? Am I right?
I used to look forward
to
that.
I did. And the gym was a good gym.
Yeah.
You had to climb up the ropes, you know, to the ceiling and hang upside down on the wall.
It was good for what you'd come from the other school to today.
It was a good gym. It was a grown-up gym. Mm. Yes. But there's no excuse about it's a rotten day today, it's pouring down.
I don't remember them taking any excuses for PE, are they?
No.
Did you take your PE kit with you on the day that you had PE, or did you have like a locker somewhere to keep your stuff?
No, you'd bring it on the day, but we had lockers there
here in this
to leave your books in.
Mm.
But there wasn't.
Where did we do PE?
In the gym.
In the gym?
Yeah. When the lads used to be a damn nuisance.
I know they did. They'll be dead now. They'll all be dead.
Peter Rimmer is.
Is he?
Mm.
Oh, they are, you see. Sold them all off. You see, as I say, I was made house captain, so it wasn't just hockey. It was, you had to be good at gym, you had to be good at everything, didn't you?
Yeah.
In fact, funnily enough, I'm with her today. It was between us two, I think, and I couldn't understand why Bunty didn't get it, because you were more agile than I was in the gym.
Yeah, but I was a bugger, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were a bugger. But the time I was good at hockey, I was good at netball, I was good at gym, I was good at swimming.
Yeah.
You know, I was an all-rounder, really, so I got it. But I thought you would get it, because you were... I can see you going over that horse now. Couldn't you do it today if we went to the gym? Couldn't you get over the horse?
No.
How many prefects were there?
Was it two?
One for each house.
Was it not two? Was it?
No, because Mario was one.
Sylvia was one. She was in your form.
Yeah, but she wasn't in the same house as me.
Oh, I thought it was a form prefect.
No.
Oh, don't know. Sorry.
No.
There were I thought there were two in each, but I don't know. This Mrs. Bouquet I'm talking about, she was a prefect.
Yeah. And she used to say it to in front of me. She wasn't a nice person, really, was she?
No, so I'm still in touch with her.
A blotting paper and dipped it in ink on a white blouse.
And she said she wasn't a nice person. She was the one that was doing it.
When I think some of the things I did, poor souls.
But it was disciplined though, wasn't it? And you had to call Mr. Cobham, you know, the headmaster and the principal, sir.
And there was a Mr. Seed. Big potbelly seed.
No, I can't remember him.
Well, Margaret, this girl that was crippled, she was caught firing. And he made her go on her hands and knees and pick all the litter up, anything she could find. And this was a girl that was a bad cripple. But she didn't tell her mum and dad, because she'd have been in trouble at home.
Mm. But it was a disciplined school.
Yeah.
Probably that's why we did pretty well. Mm. But one or two, not me, I wasn't asked, but would we do GCSEs? What was it then? GCSEs?
I thought it was O levels. School certificate.
O levels. It was O levels. The very clever ones, which I wasn't, you must not have been either.
No.
We were invited to do O levels. But there was only one or two, weren't there?
So what you're left with was kind of your leaving certificate. So it was by the college, it wasn't like an external examining.
No, it was purely. Yeah, it has on Harris Institute, doesn't it? Mm. I've still got mine if you want that.
I've got everything.
Yeah. We probably have, but we'll check.
Yeah. And if you saw the list of what this child had to have that was sent to our parents, you had to be pretty well off, I think, to have the whole of the winter uniform.
Yeah.
And then starting at plus all the hockey things.
Yeah.
And then all the summer uniform.
Mine were all cast offs.
Well, mine was, because nobody.
My sister's satchel. It didn't bother me.
You mentioned about the dress and the material. So you got the material from Horrocks's, did you say?
No. Halliwell's.
No. My mum found a source.
Oh, sorry.
And it was from Horrocks's. Somebody who. Work there.
But it wasn't Horrocks's material.
Yeah.
It was. Oh, right.
Was it the same?
Oh, I worked in Horrocks's fashions for a period.
Was it the same material?
Exactly the same. Well, they did it.
Oh.
Nice.
Yes, I did. I went to work in.
That was very posh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I was just wondering about the pattern as well. Was it a specific pattern?
Yes. Once you got the material, you just had to go somewhere.
Have it made up. My mum made mine.
Did she? My mother couldn't do it, I don't think.
I don't know how my mum managed all she did.
They were nice dresses. I've got a lot of pictures of me in the dresses.
Mm. Right.
Any more?
No, when I worked in Horrocks's, I worked in the fashions department.
Oh, no.
And they used to four colourways of any pattern. And Princess Elizabeth and Princess Margaret used to choose, and what they chose, that was taken out and the rest was destroyed.
Oh.
I heard a few years ago now, I was on the car radio about Horrocks's, and it said you were somebody if you had a Horrocks's dress. Including the Queen's dresses were all Horrocks's. I didn't realise that. Yeah. And Elizabeth Taylor, all these big film stars, I didn't realise. I thought,
well, Nottingham House used to sell them.
Oh, well, that was a posh shop.
And I saved up and I got one. I was married and we went to this special do, and I came home and Gordon said, I'll tell you now, it's like a dishcloth at the back. So I took it back. I don't think they'd had anybody take anything back. I got my money back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Would it have had the same reputation when you were at school? Was it like big thing that it was Horrocks's
material? Well, I don't think about it, did we?
I think I only had things made up when I was late teens or early 20s. I don't think we ever. I can't have it. What do you think it was Horrocks's material at Halliwell's?
Yeah.
That's, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So it must have. It was always a good reputation, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it?
Went all over the world.
And what did the boys do? Where did they get the uniform? Was that Halliwell's?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It was expensive, of course.
Well, this is when
it sounds it, yeah.
My mum found alternatives.
Yeah, but the thing is now, you see now, where children, it's about £1.50 for a shirt in Asda or something. Mm. They're perfectly all right.
Yeah.
Never got that in our day. People resented having to go to the expensive shops in Preston to get the children's.
Yes. Lingards.
Lingards was.
They did a lot of
Hutton Grammar School. Yes.
Yeah.
So you had no alternative but to go there. So you had to be fairly well off to have a child. I remember people saying to me that they wanted the children to go to grammar school, but they couldn't afford it, the uniforms and things.
Mm.
So you had to be pretty.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't let them go even if they passed.
No.
And yet my mum would have done anything to get
us. Yeah, a lot wouldn't. Well, they couldn't let them go because they couldn't afford the uniforms.
No. She always found a way.
Anyway, it was a good school.
Excellent.
And I'm glad I came, aren't you?
Yes. Oh, I was over the moon.
Mm.
I did behave better here than I did.
Oh, did you? Good. You must have been. I don't know how you behave when you're at the other school.
Oh, dreadful. When I think about it, one teacher refused to have me in, full stop. She called the register and stand outside. I think I did for 2 days. And
I got that in
teacher.
The sewing class once. Not, we didn't, didn't do things like sewing or anything, you know, or baking, you know, there was no, what did you call it? Where you went to cookery classes.
Home economics.
Yes, something like that.
But they didn't call it home.
It was too academic, wasn't it?
Yeah. They kept you,
I can't cook properly. Thank you. Okay, we've finished.